Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Animeversal Reviews, the original anime show here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps like Spotify, Apple, Google, and whatnot. And of course, I mentioned the YouTube channel. Subscribe to that if you haven't done so already, because in addition to all the podcasts, we do a lot of anime reactions, trailer reactions, and more. Who are we? Well, I'm Kyle. I normally have a couple, at least one other person with me, my wife, Christine, or our husbando, Brian, during reactions and reviews, but I got to see this movie by myself. I wanted to bring someone, but, you know, scheduling, my wife and I have a kid, couldn't just leave him overnight. He's not old enough. So I went at the invite of Crunchyroll and Aniplex up to go watch this movie in New York City at its red carpet premiere event. And you can check out that coverage, actually, at lrmonline.com. But we also have articles that cover everything else in geek and pop culture entertainment right there. Red carpet event. And hey, look, I even did a written review here. Let's talk about Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Hashira training movie. This movie is made up of a little bit of a recap of the general gist of the story. You know, Tanjiro's family slaughtered by demons, sister turning into a demon or turned into a demon, and he wants to turn her back into a human, and goes to, you know, join the Demon Slayer Corps and seek his revenge and goals. And then it's followed, that little, you know, snippet, couple minutes, is immediately followed by the final episode of the previous season, the Swordsmith arc, Swordsmith Village arc, that is. And then you get the first episode, which is a longer episode of season four, which is the Hashira training. So there's the to the Hashira. See how it works? How it works there? I'll be fully upfront with you guys. These were the first two full episodes of Demon Slayer that I saw. I've seen lots of the high octane action scenes. It's a cool looking show. One of those that I was wondering whether or not we would ever do reactions to. And after seeing this, I'm not sure it's up Christine's street. Not sure she would be one to want to do this, but I enjoyed what I saw overall. There's a few things where I think if you're a fan, you're definitely going to get more out of it. But seeing it on a big screen, and I do mean a big screen, the Union Square Regal there in New York City's RPX was freaking huge, man. I think it was bigger than our fake IMAX we've got where I live, one of the smaller format IMAXs, but looked really, really good. I won't give any spoilers for the season four stuff, but, you know, for the season three things, I know most of you should have at least seen it. So a little bit of spoilers for the end of season three if you haven't seen it yet. It looked really good. You have a really cool fight with the shorter demon. I forget his name right now. It's somewhere in my written review. The fight against him is really cool. Be careful if you are susceptible to like motion sickness or something. If you see this on a large screen, and it is going to be at IMAX theaters starting February 23rd, the North American release. Be aware, some of the movement did give me, not like dizziness, but like that, I don't know, vertigo feeling, but I think that's because of the size of the screen and the size of the room, not to a fault of the production itself. If you had anything on there, a Michael Bay movie or something like that, we know he likes his moving crane shots and whatnot. I think you would get a similar effect. So looks good though. Sounds good. This is something that really does benefit from being on the big screen. The bigger the screen, the better. It's bright. It's vibrant. When it needs to be. It's dark but still clear when it's in like the woods and nighttime and whatnot. And when you know who gets to take a stroll out in the sun, I think the big screen format really benefits that. So even if you've seen season three, see this in theaters for that part, because it looked really good, sounded really good as well. I watched the Japanese voices with English dub, or English subs. Sorry about that. So Japanese dub, English subs. There you go. Is how I consumed this movie. And on the performance side, it's great. You know, from what I've seen from clips, the performances are exactly what you would expect. They're high octane, lots of energy. The red carpet event had the voice actor for Tanjiro and, oh my God, I'm forgetting his name, orange and yellow hair. You guys know who I'm talking about. They were both there, but they were explaining a little bit, and you can read more inside my written article. They were explaining a bit about the their performances, what they keep in mind, how they want audiences to receive what they're seeing on the big screen, and all of that, you know, makes sense and comes out on screen. So definitely worth seeing. The season 4 stuff, there's a really cool fight at the beginning. I'm not going to say too much. There's demons and there's some of the Hashira. But that's all I'm going to say. It's a really cool fight, though. I really enjoyed it. And the way the fight ends was really curious to me, because I've never seen anything like that, you know, in the story. Not like I've never seen art ever do that before, anime ever do that before, but because I haven't seen Demon Slayer in its entirety. But it was really cool and had me like, whoa, what was that? What is that all about? But it definitely looked really cool, that whole sequence. The rest of the episode's a little bit more chill, and especially after the big, high, emotional part of the season 3 finale, you get reintroduced to some characters that you haven't seen in a while from the way it looks, and also from what was said at the press conference about some of the characters. And it's good. It's fun. It builds you up into what's coming next. The big bad that is wanting to get a hold of a certain someone, thanks to a newfound power that they have, if that makes sense. I think many of you guys know what I'm getting at, but I'm trying to do that spoiler free thing. It's a fun film. It really is. It's worth seeing in theaters for fans, in my opinion. I'm not saying, hey, you must go out and spend money here, but I do think that you guys would get a heck of a lot out of this in a big screen experience. I went back and checked out that final episode of season 3 on my small screen, and I'm not like a brag, but I put it in quotations because it's small relative. We've got a 75-inch TV downstairs. Some people would consider that huge. Others would be like, pleb. And then I'm saying small compared to, you know, a theater screen. And definitely it looked better on screen. And my TV is a nice one. It's got good color. It's got good deep blacks. It's got good brightness. Not amazing. It's not OLED. But definitely, even though it had been a day since I had seen it on big screen to checking it out here on home, I could see the difference. Yeah, I dug it overall. I really did. I think you fans out there should check it out. If I had to grade this film, it would have to be on a lot of more like technical things. Like, did I notice anything about the voice acting? Did anyone seem like they were phoning it in, or did anything feel off? Like, I didn't believe certain emotions coming out of the characters. And no, I think all the performances were exactly what they needed to be. I don't think there was anything that blew me out of the water. Where, oh my God, A+, give them an Emmy, an Oscar, or anything like that. But yeah, solid, good. When it comes to the art, I mean, it's Demon Slayer. It looks good. Demon Slayer has always looked good, even before seeing what I've seen in clips and whatnot. It looks good, and it looks even better on big screen, like I've said. And then talking about story and stuff like that, I can't go too much in. I think what they are delivering on screen feels exactly like what you would expect of an anime in this genre, of this type of caliber. The studio's doing a good job, and I know the fans are super excited for what comes next. So if I was going to give it a grade, I'd probably say it's a solid B plus. Fans might feel a little bit different seeing these two episodes plus-ish combined together on the big screen. It might push it into A territory for some of you, and for some it might not do much at all, but that's what it did for me. So let me know in the comments what you guys think about it. February 23rd is when this hits North American theaters. There are still some premiere ticket events out there, so keep your eyes out. I should have some links in the description box below for you guys. And thank you to Crunchyroll and Aniplex and everyone involved for the invite to the New York City event. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on the podcast apps if you're listening to us on that. And I'll see you guys on the next review and or reaction.